A man who was attacked by a grizzly bear near Fort Steele, BC on October 2, has passed away in hospital. Joe Pendry was attacked by a grizzly sow with two cubs while out hunting in the forest. He initially survived and was transported to Kelowna General Hospital with severe injuries. He was moved out of the ICU and into the trauma ward a few days ago, after undergoing four surgeries including a skin graft on his scalp. While his family in Italy remained optimistic about his recovery, they announced on October 25 that he had passed away. With heavy hearts and profound sadness, we share the passing of our beloved husband, dad, grandpa, brother and uncle. After fighting the ultimate fight with remarkable courage and strength, he has now found peace, the family wrote in an email. Pendry was attacked by the sow while out hunting and a struggle ensued. He managed to shoot the bear in the hip and injure it, but sustained severe trauma to the top of his head. His family said it was his experience as a boxer and an outdoor hunting guide that led him to survive the initial attack. He was in a location with cell service, and was able to call 911 and his son to tell them where he was. He survived in hospital for 23 days, before passing away. Joey was a man whose spirit reflected the rugged beauty of the outdoors he loved so deeply. A skilled hunter and guide, he found purpose and joy in nature, and in sharing those experiences with others. His determination, generosity, and humor touched everyone fortunate enough to know him, wrote his niece Rachel Wells in an email. The family set up a GoFundMe page that raised $19,382 for his recovery by October 25. His family has confirmed the bear was found dead, just 2 kilometers away from the scene of the attack, from the gunshot that Pendry fired as the bear charged at him. A hunter found the dead bear and reported it to conservation services. It was later determined the bear died from sepsis caused by the injury. Pendry's family said the 3-year-old cubs were not involved in the attack and left the scene. They are expected to manage well on their own given their age. He will be forever loved, deeply missed, and remembered always for his strength, kindness, and the light he brought into every life he touched. Though he is no longer with us, his legacy and love will live on in our hearts forever, wrote Wells.